This week, the dads are lamenting. Firstly, over the speed at which babies are no longer babies. Secondly, over new talk of a PlayStation 5. And thirdly, over a lack of time to enjoy great games like Monster Hunter World and the future Rocket League tournament. For the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, we meet Bill and his daughter, Maddie. She is a huge fan of D.Va from Overwatch, and this dad went above and beyond to deliver an incredible D.Va surprise for her. All this and more on New Dad Gaming. One,
two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight.
Man, you sound really aggressive.
Nine.
Take it easy, man. It's just a podcast.
I haven't had my coffee.
Is that all beverages, buddy?
That's right. I'm all out.
The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
So because of I messed up my youngest son's age for so long.
You have to go back on it.
Well, now, so he was, according to this show, he was, 4 months for a week, and now he's a 5-month-old.
Oh, yeah, fast grow.
Yeah, today's is 5 months, and that's awful. It's over. He looks older, he's not really a baby anymore, he's catapulting so quickly into adulthood, it's really...
It's scary, right? It's like you bought the microtransaction to grow him.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's more like I didn't, so I didn't get to enjoy this gameplay as much as I wanted to.
That's right.
And I've been super cognizant of enjoying this too. I think it really dawned on me that this very likely is the last kid, and this is very much the last baby.
Right.
And I have a 2.5-year-old, so I know what they turn into. So stop and enjoy this.
Now, do you mix memories yet? I find that if somebody said, "Oh, when did my oldest start walking?" I'd have to think. I'd be like, "Okay, wait, which one was he at what time?
Which baby was that?" Yeah. No, so the problem I'm having is that, I'm going through his phases currently, the new one, and I can't for the life of me remember what that was like with the old one. It's just oh, he's starting to crawl, or he's starting to move around. I'm like, wait, what was it like when the last one crawled? Wasn't he always two? I don't understand.
I think that's part of human nature. It's just it's in us to forget so that we do it again, and we're like, oh, yeah, right.
They're so easy. They're so cute. it is just lightning speed, but it's hard. I just can't... can you remember back when you had your second one is at the precipice of turning into a 1-year-old or into a toddler? Do you remember the scary moments of oh God, it's over, this is it, it's done?
As soon as my oldest started playing with him and they were getting along, that was it. I'm like, uh-oh, it's done. it's, do you know what I mean? They've bonded. They're gonna team up against us. This is it. This is over. He's gonna grow up quick after this, and he did. They attach themselves to anything the older brother's doing, so watch out, man. It happens quicker.
I was gonna say, did you find was the second's development faster in a sense because of
very much?
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't want to say super speed, but yeah, if times two, it just goes fast because they want to do everything the older one wants to do. A lot of the times you want to do things the older one wants to do, right? Because now it's kind of like you're in that space where you could go more places. People are, your older kid is potty trained. You might not be thinking too much about diapers anymore. And you grow the little one faster to try and get to the same point.
It's like, come on.
I need my freedom.
Potty train, that's really the next frontier that we're going to have to start getting into.
That's when I say parenting's kind of done. When you have potty train, that's it. Success. They can live on their own.
victory. We're all set.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to picture, but it is beautiful. Like, the thought of it is, man, just going somewhere without diapers, like, not worrying if he, like, him sneaking off to a corner and doing terrible things. Like, it's, that would be just fantastic. It's hard to imagine having a kid without having to deal with that side of it.
Whole new world. You had a taste of it, and then you had a second kid, so.
No, the first one, my first kid's not potty trained yet.
Oh, no, I thought he was. Oh, never mind. Sorry. You're on the cusp then.
He had one great success.
Yeah.
And he certainly has awareness. But right. I think I almost swear it's his contrarian nature is that he's now going to just be delaying it. Like, I think he's capable if just not willing.
Yeah, he's on to you. So now he's going to withhold it.
So yeah, because he's two. Okay, was yours potty trained at 2.5?
No. Well, no. Probably, see, it's hard for me to remember now.
You're forging your memories.
You put me on the spot. No, I don't believe so, but it was pretty close. I think our first one was probably easier than our second.
No, interesting. Yeah. You almost thought it would have reverted.
Yeah. It was, my second, different personality, just didn't care. Like, didn't want to do it. Like, no, I'm fine. I'm good.
It's like, why would I bother? This is great.
I can sit my own feces, whatever. Well, toilet that was comes different. It was more like pee, but
the toilet comes with me. Don't worry about it.
It's portable. Who cares?
Yeah, what a downgrade. Are you kidding me? So I don't know. We'll have to. I don't know. I'm considering your go for broke method, where maybe as he gets towards three, if he hasn't kind of conquered it, just spend a week or a weekend and no holds bars, just make it go.
It sucks, but I highly recommend it. It's probably, I think it was 48 hours, 72 hours of just pure agony, but because you have them diaperless running around and you're just watching them.
That's terror. That is just absolute terror. I can't imagine.
I know. Just have tile or hardwood.
Oh, I'll have to see how that one goes, but. But on to bigger news, and better things. It's time for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week we feature an exceptional gaming dad and often their kids who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. This week we feature gaming father Bill and his daughter Maddie, who in response to his daughter's love of Overwatch and specifically D.Va, built an amazing gaming PC for her. So, like building a gaming PC to share gaming with your child is noteworthy enough. But the true story with this one is how he built it. We'll include a photo in the link description, or if you're checking out the video, you're seeing it right now. This PC is a complete custom D.Va job. Wow. We're talking the colors, the lighting, the monitor, the mouse, everything. Like the monitor has this special casing and covering on it, like entirely set with the D.Va theme. Like, he has definitely gone out and built the ultimate D.Va gaming PC for his daughter. This thing is just gorgeous. I believe, Jeff, you have the link there as well.
Yeah. It is a sight to behold. Excellent craftsmanship on this, because, like you said, there's framing around the monitor. The PC unit is all custom built with the LED lighting. I guess D.Va, again, I don't know my Overwatch. So I'm guessing pink is the color of D.Va, or at least a prevalent color in the costume scheme, and it's everywhere, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, like the logo work, like on the actual PC itself, that glows up, which is fantastic. Like the mouse, the headset, the earphones are especially impressive, because I think those are the type of headset that D.Va wears.
Yep.
Like it's just fantastic. Like, it's one thing to have just built a PC on its own for the kid, but to have gone so far out and built this incredible looking machine is unbelievable. Like, what an amazing way to bring your daughter into the hobby.
Yeah. Great bonding experience too, like for them to build it together. I assume it was together.
Not quite actually. And that's a great segue, because so Bill tells the story like this. Essentially, we have been playing the PS4 together for a couple years, and I played Overwatch on PC since launch, which she was always interested in and loved watching me play. So I got it for her on PS4, but the aiming was so difficult with her small hands, so I started sharing my gaming rig with her. I asked her what she wanted for Christmas, if she could have anything in the world, and she said her very own computer so she could play Overwatch with Dad.
Wow.
So I'll pause for a moment there. Like, how awesome is that?
How can you not say yes to that? Like, you're just, okay, sweetie, like...
Just, yeah, just imagine like tears like rolling down my face.
Yeah.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah. Anything in the world and you want a gaming PC so you can game with Daddy? Just like, just tears. Her very own computer so she could play Overwatch with Dad. So I played it off like, well, that would be really cool, honey, but it's pretty expensive. Yeah. And the rest is history. Obviously, she almost passed out when she saw it, and we've been doing duos in Overwatch ever since.
That's awesome. That's a great story. And especially like something that came about so naturally, too. Like, she wanted this. She wanted to spend time with her dad, and this is how they got to that point.
And I'm telling you, this game really seems to... This has to be the third or fourth time we've featured Overwatch. But, man, just something about this game draws them in. Fun, colorful, like it's, I mean, it obviously it's violent, but somehow kind of non-violent in a way, because it's so cartoony. And it's just mix of characters, like what's your kid into? There's probably a character that kind of speaks to it, and this daughter just happened to gravitate towards D.Va. That's the daughter, Maddie. So, man, like the ability to play with a kid, to have the kid make a request, and for the father to be able to knock it out of the park like that, pull off the secret Christmas gift too.
The secret's a big part of it too. Like for the daughter not to find out until it was like the full reveal.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's kind of I'm trying to praise you. I don't know if we'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
Man, how excited would you be on Christmas morning, both to give or receive? That would have been just like.
Oh yeah, no. He definitely made a memory with her. She'll remember that forever.
Man, so. Incredible story, so very well done. Congratulations on leveling up to the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week for this week's recipient, Bill, and his awesome Overwatch D.Va playing daughter, Maddie. Keep up the gaming. If you'd like to be nominated for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week award or know someone else deserving, please send along the information to us on our website at newdadgaming.com.
That's bravo again to the Dad Win of the Week. That was a great, great story. This week's gaming cheat sheet, we run down the highlights of what happened in the world of gaming. Overwatch announces their annual Lunar Year event set to take place February 8th in celebration of the Year of the Dog. Last year was a critical success with new skins and modes announced, so be sure to set your calendars for this one. Another event happening is Destiny 2's Iron Banner, which begins this week offering new loot for players. And probably one of the most well-supported games, Rocket League, is getting yet another update, this time a tournament mode in March or April. Forget the college fund, CSGO's Dragon Lore AWP skin sells for a staggering $61,000. It was autographed by Tyler Skidoodle Latham, and the skin was sold the day after his team, Cloud9, won the E-League Boston Major. And it's a bad time to build a gaming PC. Cryptocurrency mining is in full swing, and because the mining heavily uses the GPU, high-end units are going out of stock fast, driving the price up for other buyers. PS4 sales have fallen year over year, sparking a debate on whether or not the PS5 will be announced. Two delays were also given. BioWare's Anthem has been officially delayed to 2019, spreading rumors that maybe quality is not up to snuff, or maybe it's being pushed so that it doesn't compete with Rockstar's juggernaut, Red Dead Redemption 2, which has been delayed to this October. Two multi-platform stunners were released this week. Dragon Ball FighterZ and Monster Hunter World both received rave reviews in the gaming press, and fans were going wild for both of these games. Be sure to maybe give them both a look. Other notable games released this week: Dissidia, Final Fantasy NT, UFC 3, Celeste, Shadow of the Colossus Remake, Civilization 6, Octageddon, Dragon Quest Builders for the Switch, Seven Deadly Sins for the PS4, and Mario Kart has been announced to release on mobile sometime in 2019. And if you like free games, then this month's PS Plus offers the kid-friendly Knack and the dad-friendly Game Rhyme.
Xbox Games with Gold offers some action with the free Shadow Warrior and Assassin's Creed India Chronicles for the Xbox One, and a couple fun racing ones for the 360. Both Split Second and Crazy Taxi are free for February. That's the gaming cheat sheet for this week. Have a nap and tune in next time for another update.
Very, very good. So, I mean, like so bouncing off of that news, I mean, so the PS4 sales plateauing.
Yes.
So it's like, so now that it's no longer catastrophic rise. Catastrophic. It's no longer an incredible rise. Not doubling year over year sales. It's just kind of stopped. It's starting a little bit on its way down.
Yeah.
Which immediately launched articles and think pieces on, oh, does this mean the PS5 is imminent?
Right.
And just don't. Please.
You haven't had your money saved up? Come on.
Just for a while. Can we just sit here and enjoy the current state of things and kind of have it rolling? Does it feel like appropriate time to have a new PlayStation console to you?
For me, no. I am more interested in now games have kind of come into their own. They've mastered the hardware. They can dive into the story and narrative a little bit more now that they got the graphics engine figured out, and you're starting to see all these flood of awesome different interactive games, and now you're going to start a whole new console and start at launch game territory, which is usually two or three, there's a fireworks game and something else that's a non-game that launches with a new console. It's just hey, look, pretty graphics, and I don't want to go back to that. I want to finish out this cycle.
Well, it'd be funny because you'll remember that. So Knack was which was part of the PS Plus free games,
right?
And I'm sure it looks great, but it was a launch title, and it was very much touted as look what this machine can do. And I'm sure it might be fun. I've never played it. I'll download it and I'll see.
Yeah,
but it's probably going to be laughable compared to.
Oh, I imagine, right?
Some of the current ones. So that's where we're going. If they're going to do this again.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that. I don't think.
Is it going to be backwards compatible for guys like us who took the dive into PSVR? Will the unit just work in the new system?
Oh, I hope so.
Imagine if you had to buy a whole new PSVR unit.
Nope, not going to do it. I just got one, Trevor. Don't try to make me get a new one.
I've only had it. I had it since launch. What's it been, 1 year?
Yeah.
So I know that dates that have been thrown around have been more towards the 2020. I've seen one kind of talk about 2019. So we're looking at least a year out. But
2019 would be maybe an announcement. I don't see it launching though. An announcement for the next year, which is 2020.
And now we come to the part where Trevor Googles something. When was PS4 launched?
Oh, it had to have been 3 or 4 years ago. At least four.
Oh, that is a little bit long. Oh, geez. Okay, so the console was released on November 15th, 2013.
Oh, so it's five. Wow, almost five, I guess.
Okay, that's... all right. Shoot.
So they're pretty on schedule considering
That actually seems really long compared to some other consoles. Five years?
Yeah.
I don't know that the PS2 was out for, or the PS3 were out for only five, for as long as 5 years.
PS3 was failing hard at some point. So PS2 had a good long life cycle. So they've got to be due to at least announce it soon.
But yeah, then, because the PS3 was introduced on November 11, 2006. So 2006 to 2013. That's 7 years.
Yeah.
So theoretically we'd have at least two more years.
Yeah. And really, do you count the Pro in that? Do you count the extension?
Yeah, I don't know. So that just feels like the Xbox 360 S, like the slimmed down, kind of sleeker version. I mean, PlayStation Thin, with the PS3 that had existed as well.
So then the Xbox One X, is that new cycle?
I think you'd consider that new cycle.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. See that? But that Jeez,
we're coming really into a crisis here.
We've really gone into a riddle now.
Yeah.
That, to me, that feels like next gen. That feels like their next version of it, right?
Right. I would assume just the amount of money they poured into it doing 4K gaming.
It's a whole new naming convention.
Well, kind of.
Well, it's not like the Xbox. What was it? Hold on.
They could have called it Scorpio, but they didn't.
Never mind. Sorry, I'm gonna walk that back, because that's not true. Because their new console was the Xbox One, and this is the One X. So that's their Pro. So that's their PS4 Pro, basically. So it's not the new console. They just launched that, so you think they would be good? Well, they should be good for. You'd think like 3 or 4 years, right?
I don't know.
Same with PlayStation. Man, this is so muddy.
And the Switch launched, right? And are you due to launch a new console to try and take the new console sales? You know, newer is always better in the buyer's eyes or the consumer's eyes.
Could be, but Switch is just such a different beast. It just feels like Switch is just. It feels like Nintendo. It honestly feels like Nintendo and the Switch, and that they're just. It's a different genre than gaming. As weird as that say, that sacrilege that may be. But it's just, there's that whole stream, and it's like you, I don't think anyone, it could be a little bit weirder. If you had to own two consoles and you wanted it to be vastly different.
Yeah.
It would make sense if you said, I own an Xbox and a Switch, or I own a PS4 and a Switch. If you say I own an Xbox and a PS4, okay. But like you have cross coverage for like 90% of your games, right? Whereas Nintendo's just this outlier, completely different, totally left field little console with these crazy custom super exclusive games. You know, so I don't know that. I'd be curious to know if these guys would look at Nintendo and worry about it. Do you feel that do you think PlayStation looks at the Switch and is worried about it?
I don't think they're necessarily worried about it. I think, like you said, Nintendo's kind of built its own space. I think they were worried about it with the Vita, but then we all know how that went. Just died in front of our eyes. But
and they were kind of worried about it with the Wii. Like, the Wii killed them. Like, that was like, not killed them, but they had all the buzz, right? And then to the extent that Xbox released the Kinect, and then PlayStation would leave the Move controllers, the same Move controllers we're currently using.
Yeah, which is odd.
And it just feels like that was the last time they would bother to respond to Nintendo. Because what would Sony's response be? Like, release a handheld gaming system?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. See, I'm trying to think of the games that are coming out. Because at the end of the PS3 life cycle, I think The Last of Us was kind of like the swan song. And if The Last of Us 2 is still a year off, is that going to be like the swan song of PS4?
It would feel to me that you could probably, according to like the timing that the PS3 existed, it feels like we're probably at least 2 to 3 years. If not, you squeeze it a bit 4 years because now you have the Pro, which is like extra powerful, right?
Yeah. I think you'd have to be like, I have no information, not even like a screenshot or some sort of tease of it.
No, it's just articles. But all the articles, it's not like, it doesn't seem like a lot of them have inside sources that know about it. Like of course, I'm sure Sony's starting to prepare for it. Like, it'd be, these things take time. It's not like they're just going to whip it together 20 minutes before the presentation.
No, yeah, no. If anything, they're going to build it around their VR system. How well that's taken off.
Ooh, that could be. Because, I mean, what have they distributed? Like 1 million PSVRs?
Yeah, at least. I think it was up to 1.8 last time I heard, which is a excellent start for that kind of machine.
Yeah, well, the thing costs the same amount as the core system.
Yeah.
So, like, anybody who owns it has basically paid double,
right,
for the PSVR or PS4.
Yeah, that's like interesting.
It's like we have all these like pregnant pauses now. We're just trying to desperately think about, okay, like how could this go down? Like, how could this shake out? Because it's like, if anything, it's just kind of half scary too. Because you get now invested and you're in a good place with your system, and then you're gonna get upended again.
Well, and yeah, and I don't really like, because I am comfortable with it now, and I bought a lot of accessories for it now. I have 3 controllers for my kids and me to play the VR system, the Move controllers. Like, to buy all that again, it's gonna take me years to get up to where I am.
See, it's kind of interesting from a dad perspective, where it's how family friendly are they going to make this move? And that, from twofold, one, like the accessories, would they keep the same controller? Like, do they need to have a brand new controller that you can't possibly use your previous ones for?
Right.
You know, from going from NES to SNES to N64, you can kind of see those jumps, but what are they going to possibly do to this controller that would warrant...
Yeah, they've kind of done most things, I think, that they can do with it. The only thing with PS3 to PS4 was the wireless capability, which is great. Like, PS3 was still wireless. It's just with this one, you could do longer range with the mic in it, the touchpad.
I was going to say the touchpad is like one of the big differences, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it has more accelerometer. I'm not sure on that one. But
yeah, unless they get into some Switch stuff where it's like you can snap it apart and like those turn into the Move controllers.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't give them good ideas.
No, or maybe they put like a little LED screen in it, and it's kind of like that old Dreamcast model where it had like a little screen on the controller. Do you remember those?
Man, there's a lot of cool stuff they could do.
Well, I'm just thinking the price goes up with every cool stuff we've mentioned. It's just right now they sit at $50-$60.
It's just weird to be staring at this from a dad perspective, where, you know, as a younger guy and you just have money to burn, you can just kind of go off and make those decisions like, oh sure, I'll pick up the new console,
right?
But this one's like, you know, from a family budget perspective, how much do I have to spend? The one I currently have works fine.
Yeah,
but all the cool games are going to come on this new one.
Yeah, it's really the training of the kids, too, because the kids know how to turn it on and navigate to their profiles. So if they change all that, I'm not going through this again.
I'd like to think that you're training them until the point when it actually shows up.
Yeah.
You got to be ready, son. This is
this is you.
It's go time. The day will come. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you had mentioned on the top that you... dipped your toe back into Rocket League.
I did. It was, I hadn't played it, a couple years.
It was a warm embrace?
It was. We had couch co-op with a few friends, and we tried a whole bunch of new modes that I did not know existed. And they have like a battle mode now, and this other mode where the ball has to bounce on the field to create holes, and that's basically the net. And a whole bunch of like the hoops one, and there's a hockey one. A whole bunch of different modes, and we were having a blast. It was a great time. So Rocket League has kind of continued. I've never deleted it, which kind of holds its weight in water. Because I usually just complete games and then delete them. Rocket League's always been there. And to have friends sit around, and we just jump back in that, and everyone can kind of figure it out in a couple minutes. It's a very easy game to learn and kind of hard to master, and it was fun. So I'm looking forward to that tournament mode. I'm wondering I'm not going to play professionally or anything, but
not with that attitude.
Yeah, I need to start training now. I need to do this. But that's kind of cool that they're still updating it and supporting it. Like, they could have done Rocket League 2 by now, 2 or 3.
Like, I know they've had tournaments. Like, I've seen some quote-unquote pro-level play.
Yeah.
And it's just about as ridiculous as you could possibly imagine. Like, the best of the world, like, piloting these cars, like, it's unbelievable. Like, how on earth they could possibly get these things, manipulate these cars to hit the soccer ball like that. Just unbelievable. So, yeah, I don't know, like, what the pitch is with this tournament mode is. Do you think it's more for they want to get... make a bit more of an esports push, given some of the recent successes of esports, or is it just to better support the fan base, like the players going through it? Like, what would be your spin on it?
Yeah, I could see definitely esports. It's not supporting the dads that play it, that's for sure. Because if it's anything that's a tournament mode, that's going to end up in tears. But
definitely an esports push. I think that would be a good way for them to kind of cement their place in all this, and maybe come out with a sequel eventually. I'm not sure what they would add to the sequel, but I doubt that they're getting anyone buying the game new. Like, I think they've got their base, and I think it's probably holding steady, but I don't know if they're gaining sales off it. I could be wrong. Maybe the whole esports generates that advertising that they need for people to jump in and buy it new, but it's a great, great game that's well supported, so let's see what this tournament mode does. But definitely esports, I think, is the way to go in this climate.
Yeah, no, I think with the success of the recent Capcom Cup, like with the massive numbers they pulled, the Overwatch League that has launched recently is getting some big numbers, as I understand it. Like, they're seems to be doing really well. And so the matches, you'll see Reddit really kind of blow up. But I mean, obviously the Overwatch subreddit would be into it, but even it bleeds over into the gaming one as well. And it's the play of the games and how this team came together and the personalities within the teams. It seems to be really finding some good footing. Yeah. So that, like you said, I think it's a very ripe time to be dipping their toes into the esports side of it. Good on them. That'd be a great game, I think, to do so. Now, so the other thing you had played, this is the segment where Jeff tells Trevor about the games he played. Actually, I'll back up a bit. The best part is we'd mentioned in the releases, so Final Fantasy Dissidia,
yes,
NT launched. I had it for PSP, the first one, the original one.
Yeah.
Like, loved it. Like, it's really just so off the wall. And if you've ever watched, like, one of the Final Fantasy animes or movies,
yeah,
like, you are very much doing that stuff.
Like, it's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how they pulled it off, and especially on a PSP of all things. I just loved playing that thing. Anyways, so this thing really piqued my interest in that sense. And when I first read the news, I think there was a lot of talk of where it was not going to leave the arcades of Japan.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was going to be just kind of a Japanese exclusive or not even leave the arcades. And then lo and behold, here it is. So they had a free beta weekend. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I downloaded it. I was ready to go. Like, I wanted to give it a shot.
Right.
And I missed it. Like, I got busy. Like, we had this big, like, we were taking my kids swimming a whole bunch. And then I sat down on what would have been the Sunday night. Like, oh, I'll give this a quick spin.
Yep.
No, you missed your period. It's done. The beta's over. You missed it. Like, oh.
See, they need to extend these betas, because I find the same thing. It's like, a weekend is not enough. By the time I download it and get the family settled, it's over.
If you get the family settled.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Anyways, blew it. I'm going to keep some... I'll watch some reviews. I just can't imagine. For me, it looks like a great sale game. I think my fighting game needs are taken currently. So
yeah.
But anyways, but you'd along the ways of big, overarching, crazy visuals, nuts kind of Japanese concepts... You mentioned that you have tried Monster Hunter World. You got into the beta.
Yeah, yeah. So
or,
I have some thoughts.
Go on.
Again, like, great reviews on it. I watched a few video reviews on it as well. It is the game itself is gorgeous. Like, it's a gorgeous world. It's an organic world. Everything lives and breathes in this world. There's the environments are... At least the one I played was really well detailed. It was like this mud / kind of jungle area. The mud would be wet and get on your boots, and then the sun would kind of dry and crust it off, and the trees would blow in the wind, and there's butterflies, and just an awesome, like, Witcher style. I always go back to the Witcher style environment where you kind of see yourself in this world. Monsters are awesome. They're great, huge beasts that you have to hunt, and then there's not only just... I thought there would just be one of them. There's multiple at once. So, like, even having all that going on screen, it's crazy. It's a good time to kind of run around and try and capture or hunt these monsters. The problem I have was everything is cool. Like, I'm totally with it. Even, like, the style of it is, like, over the top, kind of crazy. But the movement in it, I was not cool with. I don't know. It just seemed very...
like it had a running animation to it and it wouldn't stop when I wanted it to stop, if that makes sense. Like, so I could get out this huge sword that was, you know, kind of like Cloud in Final Fantasy VII, like this huge oversized sword, and I'm going to attack this monster. And there's a heavy and a light attack, and the light attack, you know, does the regular swing. But the heavy attack just seems so slow to do, and it's probably by design. I'm not, there's probably people used to that, but coming from like a fast fighting game like Final Fantasy 15, which I don't really want to compare it to, but it's monsters in an open world, so that's my best comparison. That was so quick, and like you're jumping all around and hitting enemies and dodging back and rolling under. This is like, you need to be precise. You need to get in, hit, and then get out and roll and then get in and hit. So it's a very like slow down kind of battle that I was kind of participating in, which was hard for me to kind of get into. So maybe it gets better. It probably does get better with different weapons and abilities, but I just found it a little bit slow in that regard. And if that's the whole game, I don't want to like jump in and hate it.
But besides that, so if you got used to that, or if there's like a better way, like you could choose a different class and they don't attack that way.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's something you could see yourself pouring time into?
I could see myself getting into it for a while and then just getting distracted. Like, it looks like an awesome game.
Like, in a good way?
Like, yeah, or just like
with different games?
Like, I don't know, but probably by different games. Because I think a lot of this is you're doing the same thing, right? You're hunting whatever monster it is. All the monsters have different abilities and environments and whatever. So I think that's the pull of it. But you're doing the same thing. So you're doing that. You're gaining those items. You're taking the bones back from the monster and upgrading your dude and going back to fight the next one, which I get, that sounds cool. But I don't think I could pour the amount of time this kind of game requires to get good at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the comparison I'm seeing is that it's, you know, it's an MMORPG. And
which is time, right? That's time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very much like Destiny, though, like Destiny 2. And the articles I was seeing is that headlines such as Monster Hunter 2 threatens to take Destiny's crowd.
Oh. Or
Monster Hunter 2 gives us everything that Destiny 2 didn't. Or, you know, like it's talking how basically this game is could be a threat to the Division, to Ghostlands, to Destiny 2. Like any of these other kind of longer, big shooter worlds that guys are doing, like constant quests.
Yeah.
It's like, come on over to this like beautiful island and like try to slay some monsters, buddy. Don't worry about it. And the way people talk about it too is especially for us like dads, like the one that I saw was like, this game really respects our time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the reviews you're seeing is like, you know, I put in this much time, but like they really seemed like they gave me in what felt like a proper reward for the amount of time that I gave. It was this many successful quests and these kind of cool items, which I felt was really great, and I can come back next time. You know, we hear those type of reviews and it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting,
right?
That's the fact that the review in and of itself talks about the respect of time, which is so important for, you know, gaming dads like us, and just even the pace of it, or not pace, the style and the aesthetics of it is kind of cool, where it's more happy is not really the right word, but fantastical, like bright, colorful, lived in, as opposed to anything kind of stark and shootery, just gun violence type of thing.
Yeah,
could see that appeal, but yeah. I don't know. I think I put my bet down, and I've had a great time in it. I just cannot imagine buying another game that would do something like this. Yeah. Just time, like forget it. There's no chance.
No, and
like it's one or the other.
Yeah, and again, it would take a lot of time to work your way up like it would in Destiny, right? Like it's just something that you have to constantly get into and kind of progress in. Otherwise, you're going to have a rough go at it. And one other thing that bugged me was all your hunts are timed itself. So like there's a time limit. So like if you don't kill it in the time limit, you fail. Which I'm never good on time limits. I don't like the pressure.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm not saying that maybe they give you like an absorbent amount of time and it's like not a problem, but
I don't like the timer ticking down on me. It's like, don't stress me out. I'm fighting a monster. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, like you want to be able to... I think that's especially that type of mechanic, especially does a disservice to this type of place. Where, I mean, it's like it's this beautiful, incredible, organic world. Like there is so much to see. Like it's lived in. Like you want to be distracted sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you've built a distraction engine and you're going to punish me for being distracted?
Like, and it's not even like... The battle is timed. It's like you have a timed amount. You have a set amount of time to hunt the monster, which is finding clues like footprints or smells, and then finding it and then defeating it. So like if you're underpowered and, you know, it would be a great battle and you come out of this thing like 3 or 4 levels higher because you did it underleveled, that would be awesome. But it would probably take you a long time to do. So I don't know if this time limit's trying to not allow that to happen because it just seems like it's in the way.
Man, I'd almost want to research it because the way that sounds awful. Especially thinking like you spent,
it does.
You spent all this time finding it, and then there it is. I found it. Ooh, you're out of time.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm just about to do the fun part.
Yeah. Now I don't know if you lose, like if you retried it, do you lose your hunting and you have to go back or?
Okay. Now, Trevor Googles his second item for
okay,
the
we
day.
Have a Google set. Yep, keep going.
Sorry, man, I just can't. Like, I just don't want to sit here and be enraged about something that may not actually exist.
I remember looking up if it was time, because it's time in the demo, which I understood. Like, they're giving you a demo time. Here's our world, experience it, and then get out. But I'm pretty sure the missions are timed. I want to say, like, it's, like, 40 minutes or something off the top of my head. Which is a long period of time for a hunt. Like, even then, I'm thinking I'll maybe get 30 minutes to 60 minutes a night.
So it looks like I'd have to do a little bit of hunting, which I don't want to do live on the air here, so... I really hope that is...
Oh, here, I found hunting. It. Here, it says... Missions will generally be 50 minutes in full release. The demo was 20 minutes.
Okay. 50 minutes. Okay.
50 minutes. Perhaps here, the occasional 30 minutes for a few.
If you, as a dad, you don't have that long to play a game anyways, so that's perfect.
Yeah, maybe that's just...
Your kid will do one of 6 things that require attention within 50 minutes, so that's fine.
Yeah. So maybe it's fine. So maybe it's just like a thing that's there.
So this seems kind of like a lost opportunity. You can imagine, like, if you had, like, a really great stretch to play a game, and you're, like, just a really difficult foe, and you're, like, hunting them down for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and that moment when you finally get to then face them,
yeah,
that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
The hunt is on. Oh, but with that, I think we will look to wrap it up for the week. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to reach out to us with a story idea, question, or anything else, you can find us at our website at newdadgaming.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or any other of the podcasting services. If you'd like to submit a story for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, you can also find us on our website. As well, you'll find us on all the social networks. We'd love to hear about you and would very much love a rating, a subscription, and a pass along to a father who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Peace.